So let's talk about what to eat. That's what not to eat. Let's go into what to eat. It's a much better place to be. What to eat. Foods that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, such as the fatty cold water fish. Don't buy farm-grown, please. You don't even want to know what those fish are fed. Don't even go there. Don't even Google it. You want to vomit. Like farm tilapia? Ooh, yuck. Farmed salmon? No. Ooh. You don't even want to know. Trust me. Don't want to know. Don't want to see the YouTube videos on those things, okay? These types of fish are salmon, tuna, trout, herring, mackerel. Eat walnuts, flax seeds, green leafy vegetables. Or you can just prefer to take an omega-3 supplement. That would be fine. You can do that. I take one every day. I make sure I get 3 grams about of omega-3s because it also helps with brain function and depression. So omega-3s. The fatty acids are omega-3, 6, and 9. We typically get too much 3s. I'm sorry, we get too much 6s and 9s, especially 9s. But we're deficient in 3s. So you need 3s for many reasons, but I'm not going to go into all that right now. But you just need them, trust me. The monounsaturated oils, like virgin olive oil, this is a good source for your fats. But again, these are omega-6s, so you don't do a ton of these. Don't cook high heat with olive oil. It totally messes up the chemical bonds. I'm a chemist, and so I don't want to go there with you guys because it would be pretty boring and you'd be sleeping in about 2 minutes. But just know that when the heat, high heat, like sautéing high heat with olive oil, it actually it disrupts the chemical structure of olive oil. So use olive oil for salads and drizzling over, adding it at the end of a dish when it's not super hot. I'm going to talk in a second. Actually, I don't know if I'm going to talk about it. I'll get into it in just a second. You can use sesame oil. That is a high temp oil you can saute in. Canola oil is highly, don't do canola oil. It doesn't have the benefits of olive oil, but it's also genetically engineered, and it often has a lot of chemicals in it, so you don't want to do that. Eat 7 or more servings of vegetables and fruits every day. Fruits are, if your blood sugar is bad and you are really adrenally exhausted, you might have, just eat those low glycemic fruits I talked about a minute ago. Eat those for the first couple months, but eat endless amounts of fruit, of vegetables. They should be fresh. You know, if you can't get them fresh, go with frozen, but don't do canned. Please don't do canned. They're actually void of nutrition. So eat fresh first, and if you can't do fresh, certain things are out of season, then go with the frozen. And if you can at all possible, do local foods. You're actually better off eating locally grown, non-organic foods versus organic food from China. So eat local. There's farmers markets. There are co-ops you can get involved with where you can get the local foods. Like I said, local non-organic is better than organic from Mexico or China. Sorry, those countries. I apologize, but I'm just telling the truth. So get local when you can. You know, your vegetables should be slightly cooked. Steam them, eat them raw. The vegetables of the cruciferous family, the broccoli, the cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, the stinky ones when you steam them, those you should steam for sure. They can actually, they're not as good for you when they're raw. So go with them a little bit lightly steamed. Don't eat tons of that raw. It can actually rob things out of your body. Eat natural and clean sources of good protein, not man-made deli meats or compressed chicken fingers. Especially with animal products, I encourage people to go with organic if you can, especially if they're raised without estrogenic hormones and antibiotics. If you can't find any sources or your budget is tight, maybe try to find a farmer or a part of a co-op where you can buy and share cows or, chickens or whatever. Really try to do that because the animals are pumped full of some nasty stuff that is very difficult for our body to handle. And that's any animal product. I'm a big advocate of going organic. Even if your budget's tight, just spend it in that area. And dairy, eggs, all of it, if you can, do organic. So that's my poster. That's my soapbox for organic right there. They've proven, actually, that organic foods have higher nutrient value than the non-organic foods. So anyways, eat more vegetable protein, including peas, beans, lentils, and nuts. I'm nuts for nuts. I love nuts. Not peanuts. Peanuts are not even nuts. they're actually legumes. They're in the bean family. So some of you might have peanut butter or peanut problem. I had a peanut problem. I love it. I love peanut butter, but it doesn't love me. I love almonds, and I don't do a lot of cashews. Brazil nuts, walnuts are so amazingly good for you, too. Go with the nuts. Good snacks to have with you. So that if you're out traveling, your blood sugar drops or you're starting to feel crabby, grab some nuts and throw maybe some Ningxia wolfberries in there. Make a good little snack so you've got that on the road. Eat only organic whole grains, non-commercial. This is important. I'm not going to go down that bunny trail right now, but no refined carbohydrates like white flour, white rice, white pasta, white sugar, nothing white. A lot of people, I go to a restaurant because of the gluten intolerance, and I'm like, does this have wheat in it? I ask them that because it creates a little problem for me. And they're saying, no, it's only pasta. Pasta is made from wheat. So, it's so funny. You might be the type of person like me that can't do any grains. You know, at first I couldn't even do high-protein grains like quinoa or teff flour. Quinoa is an amazing grain full of protein. I encourage that. If you haven't heard of that, go explore it. Quinoa is Q-U-I-N-O-A. It's an ancient grain that was from South America. It's beautiful. It is higher in protein. It's got really good flavor. It kind of looks like couscous in a way. Go with the rice that looks like sticks, you know, the wild rice. Go with those. Even brown basmati rice, people might have a problem with. I did. I could only eat stuff that was really, had a lot of fiber and had a lot of protein, the grains that were higher in that. Like I said, teff, T-E-F-F, it's higher, and quinoa is higher. Those are my preferred two. Amaranth, buckwheat, or some other options. Millet. Millet for me was a little bit too, it burned too fast as a carbohydrate for me. It would create blood sugar spikes. But I was also severe hypoglycemic, so if you're not, then you should be okay with millet. It's so good. It cooks quick, and it's yummy, and it's very reasonably priced. So that's about the grains. Let's see. The best breads are found in the frozen section in the health food store. Look for organic sprouted grain breads. Ezekiel bread is one of them. There's another brand. I don't remember what it's called, but you'll see them. They're in the frozen section. They're in the funky, you know, whole food organic section. You know, they're in that freezer. Find the organic sprouted grain bread. They often have bagels, and they're starting to have tortillas and make your life a little more normal. They're higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate than regular flour. And when they sprout them, they change the enzymes and the fat or the protein so that the body can digest these easily. And it's a more natural way to eat these grains. And they must be kept refrigerated too. So minimize oils that are high in omega-6. We already talked about that a little bit. These are like corn oil, safflower, sunflower, soybean, and cottonseed. Cottonseed oil is very high in pesticides too. So avoid cottonseed oil. Reduce or eliminate intake of trans fatty acids, hydrogenated oils, margarine, you probably know good old Margie, vegetable shortening, and almost all commercially prepared packaged foods are full of these trans fatty acids. They're like aliens to our body. You just don't even want to go there. The body like flips out when you eat them. It creates a lot of problems, a lot of cell damage, digestive damage, things like that. You feel like junk when you eat them anyways. You know, if you eat them, you need a nap like in an hour. You just want to die. You feel like so bad. Get rid of those. Make complex carbohydrates smallest food group if you can. Breads, pastas, grains, make that the smallest, proportion. I found that good starch replacements for me were squashes, a little occasional sweet potato. These have been excellent for me. For my carbs, as far as when I make a dish, I'll do squash. I love squash. It's so good. Eat coconut oil. This is my coconut oil commercial right now. I already did the Real Salt commercial. I'm going to do the coconut oil commercial. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there on coconut oil right now. CoconutResearchCenter.org, Dr. Bruce Fife, has done a lot of writing about coconut oil and its benefits, antiviral, fungal, bacterial, immune stimulating. It is so good for your endocrine system, and when you have an adrenal problem, you have an endocrine system problem. It's just the way it is. Bad news for you. Coconut oil will actually help you lose weight, nourish your thyroid, help your blood sugar balance. It did for me. I loved it. I cooked with it. I put it in my smoothies. It's like high-octane fuel for your endocrine system. It is so good. There's a really good book called Eat Fat, Lose Fat. Just put in coconut oil, Google it or search it, coconut oil research or coconut oil thyroid, and you'll see what you come up with. It's unbelievable. Eat sea vegetables like nori, dulse, kombu to nourish your thyroid, kelp, things like that. Sushi is good, but the white sticky rice has got a lot of sugar in it, so go with seaweed. Grow with seaweed. You can buy it and crunch it up and put it in salads and kind of disguise it in there. It tastes like seaweed. It's interesting. You can make funny face after you eat seaweed. Watch your food combining. Eat heavy proteins and mix that with a lot of vegetables. If you do a lot of starch, like sweet potatoes, things like that, eat those with a lot of vegetables. Don't mix like meat with like sweet potatoes or starchy things like, you know, potatoes or, you know, you can create some fermentation or like fruits with meats. But your carbohydrates and your starches don't go well with the meats because they digest very fast. Proteins digest slow. And so what happens is they ferment. It creates stress in your body and gas and bloating and stuff like that. So you just watch the food combining. I talk more about that in the book. I don't want to spend too much time there.